calling the Arizona State Board of Pharmacy. To better serve you, please choose from the following options. To check the status of your application, press 1. For information on pharmacists or interns, press 2. For information on technicians, press 3. For permits, press 4. For questions relating to the website data, statistical requests, or other technical assistance, press 5. For information concerning controlled substances prescription monitoring program, press 6. To hear our hours of operation, address and payment information, press 7. For all other questions or to speak with an operator,
Arizona State Board of Pharmacy, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is Bill Rice. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. And I did a lookup on a Carlos Alejandro Zavala. I did the best I could on the pronunciation there. And when I did, I found a statement that said, pursuant to ARS 32-3214C, a person may obtain additional public records related to any licensee or certificate holder, including dismissed complaints and non-disciplinary actions and orders, by contacting the board directly at 602-771-2727. So that's the phone number I called. I guessed that this was the right option to choose because he is listed as a pharmacy technician trainee, I think.
So if you're attempting to receive records, you would need to submit a records request.
Yeah, I heard what you said. I'm not sure that's what I'm attempting to do. I'm not sure if that's what I'm trying to do or not. Here's the situation. I'm looking at a document that I got from the California, if you can believe it, State Board. It's called Citation and Fine. And it says the prescription was, this goes back quite a few years. It's prescription was prescribed on 5/17/17. Capsules of phentermine, 30 milligrams, taken one capsule orally. The prescription was processed by pharmacy technician Carlos Zavala on 5/18/17. By Optum RX Tucson, Arizona, and placed on hold. Now, again, this is California. And again, this is a prescription for phentermine. And it says it was entered as phenobarbital, 30 milligram, instead of phentermine, 30 milligram.
So what are you looking to do, sir? I'm not really sure what you're looking for here.
All right, what I'm looking for is to figure out why, or if it's correct even, that when I do a search on Carlos Zavala's license in Arizona, he comes up quit, no record of any discipline at all, or if I'm even reading it right. When I look at, I'm from Colorado, so I'm not sure if I'm even looking at your website correctly. There's a column that says discipline, if you bear with me. There's a column that says discipline, and it, underneath it, it says filters. And then there's a column that says non-discipline, and underneath that, it says filters. And there's the letter N under both. And so I'm not quite sure how to interpret that.
If it's N next to discipline, that would state there is no discipline against the license.
So what's non-discipline mean?
It means there's never been any discipline against that license. they've never had any issues with the board.
That's what the non-disciplined column means.
Correct. We do have a verification service on our website. If you're attempting to verify a particular license, you would just need to enter the license type, the last name, the first name, and you would be able to verify that licensee's license there.
And what would that do for me? It would just verify that.
I'm not really sure what you're attempting to do. If you're attempting to verify the license, then yes, it would give you their first name, their last names, their license number, and whether or not there's ever been any discipline against that license.
All right. So what I'm trying to do is just confirm, because this goes, and again, this goes back quite a few years, 17. Is it possible
what? What are you trying to confirm?
I'm trying to understand how discipline works in Arizona. Is it possible that after 5 years things go away? That maybe there might have been something on his record, but it went away after 5 years?
If it had, that would entitle that you submitted records request if you're trying to go that far back, if it's not pulling up.
Could I speak to, are you the one that would know? I mean, I'm wondering if I could speak to someone that's familiar with how things work for things that go that far back. Are you the one that's knowledgeable about that? And if you are, then great.
Yes, yes, sir, I am. Unfortunately,
yes.
I haven't had a question from you, so I know you've given me a name. I'm not sure what your question is.
So my question is, if something had come up in the year of May, May of 2017, is it possible that something would have come up against his license in that time frame, and it would have gone away because it's so old, or am I thinking that nothing ever happened? And I'm not sure if you're telling me that the only way I can be sure that nothing ever happened is that I have to submit a records request. Is that what I have to do?
Correct. That is correct. So because it's that far back, you would need to submit a records request.
And so how do I do that?
There is a form on our website, pharmacy.az.gov. Give me one moment while I locate that, and I can guide you on where to find that. Okay, sir. So if you visit our website, pharmacy.az.gov, if you hover over resources, you're going to select the third tab, which is forms. And
so
then
hold on just a minute. I thought I was on your website, but I've got this thing where you have to put in the numbers, 10FA94, and I'm not sure how that's going to work. So, and it's not, what I'm looking at is AZBOP dot something. So what did you say that I need to be at? To start with?
Pharmacy.az.gov.
So bear with me. Let me write that down. Pharmacy.az.gov. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
I need to start. All right. So start at pharmacy.az.gov, and then what?
Mm-hmm. Then you'll hover over resources.
Resources.
And then you're going to select forms.
Forms, okay. I'm with you
so
far.
And then you're going to scroll down, and there's going to be many options, but the option you're going to want to select is request for license/permit data. And that's going to take you and give you – actually, no. I'm sorry, sir. Give me a moment.
I lost you there.
Yes, sir. So if I was just given accurate information, I was giving you the wrong information. I'm sorry. So you're not going to download a form. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to submit this request in writing, and you'll send that over to Jennifer Mitchell, and I will give you her email address. So you'll send her an email. You'll let her know that you would, that you're requesting the records for that licensee. You'll give her the information that you have, and she will contact you back by email.
All right, so I'm going to send this person an email, and I'll give her the name and the license, and I'll tell her what I'm looking for, and she'll contact me back. Is that it?
That is correct.
All right, so go ahead. Tell me the email address, and I'm going to send it to her.
So her name is Jennifer Mitchell.
Bear with me. I'm going to write it down. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, right?
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I got Jennifer Mitchell. Go ahead.
And then her email address is the first letter of her name, so J, and then her last name, Mitchell.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, J Mitchell, as all is one word, J. Mitchell?
Correct.
Go ahead.
AZ Pharmacy.
AZ Pharmacy, PHARMACY, as one word, right?
Correct. Dot.
All right. Go ahead.
Gov. G-O-V.
B. All right, so let me write this out. Just A-M-R. Because I'll have to be able to read my writing tomorrow, which I may not be able to do so well. So I've got J. Mitchell at AZ Pharmacy. Gov, is it? Is that right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And I basically just send an email to that address and give Jennifer the name and license number and tell her what I'm after, and she'll get back to me. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Can you give me a phone number where I can call Jennifer if I need to? Can we do that or not?
I can transfer you to her line if you'd like.
You can't tell me a phone number, though. Is that right?
Give me one moment while I pull it for you. Okay, sir, that is 602.
602, go ahead.
771.
771.
2761.
2761. All right, I should be able to read that. All right, I appreciate you being patient with me. I know this is going to be a weird-sounding request. Maybe if I send her a copy of this thing that I'm looking at, it will make a little more sense to her. And we can go from there. Thank you very much for your help. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.